Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Chance! Beat! Brace!
Who wants to go slide those purity rings right off of the Joe Bros' greasy fingers?
Oh.
November 9th?
Wow, you're really selling it.
I know. I got to hand this in, too. Let's start again. Looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to go see the Jonas Brothers with the All-American Rejects coming to KeyBank Center November 9th.
My record is trash.
What is it?
Currently, we sit at 32-47.
Oh, this is where you start picking up the pieces, Breeze?
Yeah. Honestly, I was gaining momentum there for a minute. Now it's just completely destroyed.
PXY, what's your name?
Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. Where are you calling from this morning?
Irondequoit.
Brianna from Irondequoit. You're going head-to-head with Breezy because you're calling number 8! Hold on, Brianna. We're going to start this again. If I don't think you sound excited, I'm going to the next caller. Okay?
Okay.
Brianna, you're caller number 8!
So excited, like, do it. Yes!
Yes!
She's like, yeah.
Yeah, yay, brother.
All right, brother.
All right, Brianna, you're going head to head with Brianna, okay?
Okay, right. My name is Brianna. But thank you
so much. How is anyone actually really supposed to know that, right?
I tell them every chance I get.
All right, talk some trash to Breezy before she leaves the room.
All right, Breeze. One Breeze to another, I got you. Born and raised in Rochester. I don't know what these questions are about, but been a Jonas Brothers fan since 2007.
Okay, that's a long time. Yeah, that's a long time.
It has nothing to do with the Jonas Brothers. It always has to do with Arby's. All right, good luck to you, Brianna.
I don't think I have one Joe Bro question in here today. All right, here's the rules. Brianna, you got 5 seconds to answer each question, okay?
Okay.
If you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, you're going to the show. Question number 1.
All right.
What animated movie features the song Let It Go?
Frozen.
Locking you in for Frozen. Let's go to question number 2. What is the name of the animated cartoon that features a family from Springfield?
Oh, I have no idea. Is it The Simpsons?
I can't tell you, but I can lock you in.
Lock me in.
Okay, we're going with The Simpsons. Question number 3. Which horror movie is known for the line, "Do you like scary movies?"
Oh, no, Moose. I don't know either.
You don't tell me the question.
I don't know.
2 seconds. Yeah. Name a scary movie.
Scary movie that ends It.
You're going with It. Okay. And question number 4. What snack is thin, chewy, fruit-flavored, and traditionally made from dried, sweetened fruit puree, and it's rolled into a sheet? What is the name of that snack?
Oh, fruit roll-ups.
Going with fruit roll-up, and let's go to question number 5. Brianna, what rapper is known for the album The College Dropout?
Kanye West.
Going with Kanye West. Okay, I'm going to lock you in. We have 5 on the board right here. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We will tally these up and see how well you did. Right now, we are looking at a total of, not too shabby, 4 out of 5.
Okay, Brianna.
All right, Brianna, we're going to put you on hold and get over to Breezy. See how well you did. See how well she does, okay?
All right.
All right, stay there. Breezy, question number 1. What animated movie features the song Let It Go?
Frozen.
Question number 2. What is the name of the animated cartoon that features a family from Springfield?
The Simpsons.
Question 3. What is the name of the animated, which horror movie is known for the line, "Do you like scary movies?"
Scream.
Going with Scream. And question 4. What snack is thin, chewy, fruit-flavored, and it's made from dried, sweetened fruit puree and rolled into a sheet?
For roll-up.
Question number 5. What rapper is known for the album The College Dropout?
Kanye. Yee.
Yee?
Whatever his name is now. I don't know.
Over to Brianna. Hi, good morning. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Did I crash?
How do you think Breezy did?
I don't know. I think she did really good, too.
She did. She beat you 5-4.
No!
I'm so sorry.
Scary movies. I don't do scary movies.
Really?
It's okay. It's the only one you got wrong. Which horror movie is known for the line, "Do you like scary movies?" That would be Scream. You said It.
And
Breezy went 5-5 today.
Wait, this is humongous.
She never does that, though.
God. No, you're so right.
She doesn't.
Wait, okay. I know. I don't. But I think you should give me some credit where credit is due.
Yes. Congratulations.
Oh, she's pissed.
She didn't mean it.
What if I were to say, okay, we'll do a little bonus round of my choosing.
Okay.
Can it be a Jonas question?
Yes, relax. I'm getting there. Okay. What is your favorite Jonas Brothers song?
A Throwback, Please Be Mine, from their very first album.
Okay, sing me 15 seconds of it.
I have to sing on the radio?
You have to do it.
Please Be
they
Mine?
They come and go, but they don't know that you are my beautiful.
Wow. That's
right.
Okay, we're good. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
You don't want to hear me sing more.
No, we don't.
Sounds like a Christmas song, but whatever. You did it. You stuck your neck out. I'm giving you the tickets anyways.
Thank you so much.
Woo! Who are you bringing?
Not the shouts in
the background.
Yes. The whole squad at work is happy.
Where are you?
Yeah, where are you right now?
I'm at work. I'm not going to disclose where, but.
Oh, that's.
What do you do for a living?
HIPAA. Yeah. Makes sense.
I'm a nurse.
Oh, yeah. You're a nurse. Okay. So you and all the other nurses are drunk right now. Mm-hmm. All right. So listen, we're hooking you up, even though you don't deserve it. But but I need you to say.
I didn't say it. He did.
My name is Brianna from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Brianna from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
No, you can't.
No, you definitely.
But you're still going to the Jonas Brothers, so.
It's Peaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Listen to this. Your kid goes to a party. The adult hosting says, "Don't worry, no girls will be staying overnight at my son's birthday party or Halloween party, whatever.
Party, yep.
You will feel comfortable." And then your daughter says, she stayed the night anyways.
She definitely was there. Yeah,
the adult, this father lied to cover it up. That's what's happening. And we have Brooke on the phone with us, the mom, who's pretty much ready to put this guy on blast.
Oh, her head's about to pop.
Brooke, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy.
Hi.
Hi, Queen.
Well, you're fuming. Tell us why.
Oh, I've been fuming for like the last couple days. And honestly, I just want to get the story out there.
Please tell us.
Oh, sure.
So obviously, I gave everybody a little bit of information of what happened with this sleepover. But go further into detail about it because it's kind of messed up.
No, it's a massive issue.
Oh, it's more than messed up that another parent, specifically a dad, would lie to myself and other parents about teenagers, about our teenagers.
So what happened? Your daughter was going to go spend the night at a friend's, but ended up staying at this house?
So last weekend, my daughter, she goes to this, you know, co-ed Halloween party, right?
Yeah.
After the party, the girls are supposed to leave, go home. She was going to sleep at her friend's house. So, you know, me being the mom that I am, I confirm I'm texting the dad who's hosting the party. And I'm just saying, just to confirm, no girls will be staying over, right?
Right.
And what does he say? Yes, all the girls will be leaving to go home. Well, guess what? They didn't.
Not the case. Where did they sleep?
Apparently, they were all in the basement in different corners. Like, how dare you, A, lie to me? And you put all these teenagers' lives in risk. Like, I'm not okay with my daughter staying at your house overnight. So I confirmed with you, and you have the audacity to lie to me about it?
What's the conversation you had with your daughter afterwards? I mean, I'm assuming, who are you more upset with? Your daughter or this guy who covered up for everyone, the parent?
Obviously, my daughter's grounded for not being honest, but I'm more angry with the adult that lied because he's supposed to be in charge of all of these kids.
Yeah, that's like, so I said, that's not it. I get like, you know, wanting to be the cool parent, but I feel like that's taking it far, far too out of the realm of being cool and just your house being a massive liability, if I'm being honest.
Did he lie to other parents?
Oh, he lied to everybody because the other mom so my daughter was supposed to stay at a friend's house. Mm-hmm. That friend's mom also confirmed with him.
Oh, that there were
worried about this.
Right, that there were going to be nobody.
Can I ask you something? Why did you have this inkling that they were going to spend the night? Obviously, you knew they were going. Like, is this something that they maybe asked prior? Like, I guess my mind's not going there.
Well, because they're at that teenage stage. They have a crush on somebody new every week, right?
And they're going to go have a sleepover with them? I mean, that's not what I was doing, but I mean, pop off. Kids are built different these days.
And do you know how many horror stories I've heard of? Girls getting pregnant from things like this. Like, this is what I was trying to avoid. So I was making sure, hey, the person in charge knew where I stood.
So when you brought this to the dad's attention, the only thing he was able to do in order to comfort you was say, don't worry, they slept in different corners of the basement.
Oh, and here's the other kicker. He goes, they're teenagers. Like, he's delusional.
What do you want to, so what's next? What do you want to do moving forward, Brooke, to handle this? What's the game plan?
I mean, this is a start, right? Putting the dad on blast with you guys. And so a few of the other mothers and I were thinking we would put it on Facebook because we feel betrayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're going to start a war that you can't finish.
But it's not a war because if you're going to host other people's kids in your home, the bare minimum is honesty.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I know this guy is trying to be the cool dad. And I know I'm not overreacting. I should know where my child slept at night.
100%. And you thought it was at her friend's house. Not the case. It was in some corner of this guy's basement.
According to him, none of the kids got drunk. Everyone was okay. I mean, the guy's delusional.
Yeah. Right. That's really bad.
I don't trust him.
Your daughter just kind of shot herself in the foot from going over there in any future circumstances whatsoever, even if it's during the day, because you don't know if she's telling the truth or not.
No, I know. All right, let's hear from some of you guys, because a lot of messages are coming in. I mean, obviously, Brooke, you're not wrong. You don't make this kind of call with other people's kids and then cover it up.
Thank you.
You just don't do it. But we'll get to some messages right now. Thank you for your story this morning and sharing that with us.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll look for it on Facebook. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Oof. Punishment nice. For the dad? Public shame.
Tar and feather him.
Lauren says, call him out to other parents because you got to let him know this isn't acceptable. And moving forward, he doesn't get to watch your kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not even like watch, you know, because they're older, but it's like...
Yeah, it's a co-ed party.
It's like going over there in any circumstances going to be strictly prohibited. If you ask me.
Did you ever have a co-ed sleepover in high school?
Never.
Yeah,
I don't. Never.
Well, also you're asking the wrong person. But
I was supposed to for my prom, but my dad shut it down. Let's go over to Meg.
At least you're not mad about it.
I'm honestly baffled, you guys. This guy's acting like no big deal because teenagers, yeah, they're kids, but this guy lied to you. That's so disrespectful. You got to call him out. Hi, Moose and Breezy. My 16-year-old daughter pulled a stunt like this last year. Her and her friends covered it up and said the sleepover was for girls only, but that wasn't true. The boys that were in her class were also there. We were so upset because it's a huge betrayal towards parents who trust these people to watch your kids. I suggest doing what we did, put this parent on Facebook, and let everyone know what happened. My kid didn't step foot in that house again after we told everyone. Why? Yeah, that's really...
yeah.
The radio's one thing. Put it on Facebook, wherever this... I don't know what town this took place in, but people are absolutely going to see it and hear it.
Yeah. This person says, no shade, but why are you dealing with a dad anyways? Well, they could be divorced or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like he was the one in charge.
That's not for us to figure out.
Kelsey says, I would want to meet him face to face and explain why he thought it was okay. And then I would never let my kid go to a party there that he hosts ever again.
Mm-hmm.
You think he was partying down in the basement with the kids?
I don't know.
He's dressed up that's in costume.
The pinwheel hat.
It's creepy. I don't know. Like, I just picture this guy. It's creepy. Everyone's in the bay. I don't know.
There's parents that look the other way all the time, though.
That's true, too. Let's sweep it under the rug. All right. Well, thank you guys for the message.
To avoid a massive flip out from their child. Come on!
Somebody texted in earlier. I didn't get to it, but they're like, I think I know who this guy is, and it's not the first time he's done something like this.
Oh.
He lied to multiple parents. This isn't a mistake. It's intentional. Make him own it.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Brooke is about to lay the hammer down on this guy.
Yes, she is.
All right, let's take a quick break. You got PXY Mornings. It's Moose and Breezy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I don't know how many of you have ever moved into a house and right away you found issues or there was something that just stunk and you couldn't pinpoint where this smell was coming from. That's been your situation, Breezy. And tonight is your first night sleeping in your new home, which is also exciting.
Yeah.
Did you figure out what the smell is?
So yesterday around this time, we talked about my smelly house. So we closed on Monday, and we've been moving and grooving and doing all the things, but this stench just like has not been able, we haven't been able to quit it. It hasn't subsided. It wasn't from like the previous owners because all their stuff is out. They cleaned, we cleaned, like we're just like, what is this?
So the house was vacant for over a month.
Mm-hmm.
And what does it smell like?
So it smells like Lollipop Farm.
Oh, great.
So I originally, when we first went to look at the house during like a showing, I thought they had a pet ferret. That's what I thought. And I come to find out that they do not own any ferrets.
No.
So yesterday I took, I'm not going to lie, you guys. I had a full-fledged crash out yesterday. Like, I was scream crying, throwing up. Like, I was.
Oh, my Lord.
Just.
What? From what?
From being stressed about the smell.
Oh my
like,
God.
Literally so stressed I could absolutely vomit.
So you got to a point where you stressed yourself out so much because of this smell
mm-hmm.
that you're crying and throwing up?
Vomiting.
Full, you got to get your therapist on the phone.
Full crash out. I canceled her yesterday because I had to deal with the smell. So we got a lot of messages and a lot of recommendations. And actually our boy Tim recommended that I go get a bag of charcoal at Wegmans, cut it open, and just leave it open in the house. Just this bag of charcoal.
That you would use for the grill.
Yeah. And he's like, it soaks up any odor and moisture and anything in the air. And he said I had the same situation in the house that I bought, and it worked like a charm. So now I'm at Wegmans yesterday, hauling ass, getting charcoal, cutting the bag open.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And I don't know if it's working or if I'm just used to the smell now.
Now you're nose blind.
And we are painting as well.
There's too much going on.
And I'm cleaning. So there's a lot of things. But I had my friend come over yesterday with her sniffer. And then the Wi-Fi guy came yesterday. And I asked him, I said, what does it smell like in here? He's like, I don't know. Can I just install the Wi-Fi? I'm like,
yeah, sure.
No. I go, there's no basement. He goes, yes, there is. I go, no, there isn't. He goes, there's a crawl space.
I said, yeah, there's always a crawl space.
There's a crawl space. He goes, yep. So I go, where's the entrance? He goes, right under this big wardrobe thing that I have in the closet. I go, all right, I'm going to have to have you go down there and check it out.
Well, he had to go down there anyways for the Wi-Fi, right?
No, he went through the side of the house.
Oh, that's easier.
So
did he go down there?
Yeah, he went down there. So I set him down. So now he's looking around. He's like, there's no standing water under here. So that's good.
Yeah, there's no mold.
And there's nothing down there like a dead carcass of any sort. So I was like, all right. Like my thoughts like, oh, there's a herd of kittens down there, whatever the case may be. Nope, nothing down there. So I'm going to go back to now I have. Okay, so that was the Wi-Fi guy. He was like, can I leave now and do like my job? So I'm like, yeah, I'm so sorry, Jonathan, whatever. He leaves. The charcoal's there. Someone's coming today to clean the ducts and the vents.
Okay, that's good then, because somebody suggested that yesterday on the air. In a new home, especially if you have a smell and you can't pinpoint where it's coming from,
right,
you should probably clean the vents out.
So those are being cleaned as we speak. I'm just round robining. Everyone's coming in and out of that joint, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
It sounds like you're doing all the right things, and it also makes sense on why your dad decided to stay in Florida. He didn't even know you bought a house.
He extended his trip.
He doesn't want anything to do with any of this.
Oh, you want to know what I did last night? I hung a TV. I mounted a TV.
Who helped you with that?
To the wall.
I'm having a hard time believing you did this alone, respectfully.
I know. Well, I'm leaving out half the story. The mount of the wall was already on it. I just had to put the screws on my TV and then hang it. But that was still kind of challenging, so.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's up.
You're making big moves, Breeze.
I know.
So when you go home today, you have to take a big whiff when you walk through the front door and see if the stench is still there.
If the charcoal is the key, which I don't know. Tim says it's going to take a couple of days.
Yeah,
to
it
really
might
soak it up.
Sure,
I might just keep it out in like a cute little glass bowl as display.
Yeah, you could do that.
It could be artsy.
Yeah,
I really wouldn't. I wouldn't care. So, all right.
You could do a lot with charcoal. Brushing your teeth with it. That's how you get white teeth, baby. Look at these pearly whites, huh?
The whole house lights on fire. I'm like, oh, charcoal really did it, didn't it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.